And now, time for Finances on Friday, a weekly program designed to inform and educate you regarding your finances. Sponsored by Landmark Capital. Now, let's listen as David Fisher joins host Bart DeSilva for the next 30 minutes for an informative financial forum, Finances on Friday, on KHNR AM 690 and FM 94.3, The Answer.
All right. Once again, welcome, everybody. Welcome to Finances on Friday. The next 30 minutes, always informative, educational. And of course, we speak with David Fisher of Landmark Capital. So put away those leftovers. We got a great program for you the next 30 minutes. It's all coming your way right here on KHNR AM and FM, The Answer. And here with The Answers from Landmark Capital, once again, we say aloha to David Fisher.
Aloha, my friend Bart. Aloha to all the Hawaiians out there. Put away the leftovers. I love leftover Thanksgiving.
Me
I love
too.
Any kind of leftovers.
Yeah.
I love leftover Hawaiian food. I love leftover Thanksgiving food. I love food. I shouldn't say that because it's not, if I eat too much of it, then it's, you know, it's not a good thing. But I'm a history guy. I love history.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to share, I know even we're day after Thanksgiving. I don't know if you knew this, but the first Thanksgiving was actually celebrated in 1621.
Wow.
It was a feast between the Pilgrims and a tribe out of Massachusetts, Wampanoag. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. They didn't have turkey and stuffing. Venison, shellfish, and corn porridge was their staples. That was far removed from today's Thanksgiving tables. But then it officially became a national holiday under Abraham Lincoln in 1863, and he decided that it should be on the last Thursday in November. He got a lot of coaxing and encouraging from a lady named Sarah Josepha Hale. She wrote a recipe book featuring Thanksgiving items and plates from that era. And she was an activist and as an author to wanted to start a campaign to make Thanksgiving official. And President Abraham Lincoln actually did that in 1863 during the turmoil of the Civil War. And he declared it official. And he said the purpose of this, fostering unity across a fractured nation.
Wow.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
It does.
We should celebrate Thanksgiving in December and January and so on until our country heals and comes together. There's a scripture that says a house that is divided cannot stand in our country. If we don't get healing to it, it's not going to survive through this. But anyway, I don't get off my soapbox. Thanks for having me, Bart.
Absolutely. And thank you for that little bit of Thanksgiving history there. Well, all right. Here we go, David. We're going to ask you the first question, the national debt. Always a subject that you like to cover and you cover it very well. Well, it's past $36 trillion. That's a milepost. Can you remind us of government spending? And could you break down what is $1 trillion?
Yeah. So 1 week ago, we tricked past the $36 trillion. That's a huge number. 36 trillion. That's just, I can't even fathom that.
Yeah.
$3 billion a day is what our country pays on interest payment on the debt.
Mm.
According to the Congressional Budget Office, the projections indicate that the debt to service costs are going to continue to exceed $1 trillion a year. We're at $1 trillion. And they're saying the interest payments will be the fastest part of the budget, fastest growing part, and it will cost $13 trillion in interest payments in the next 10 years alone.
Gee.
So it's going to escalate. You know, we surpassed that 100% debt to GDP ratio. In other words, we're spending more than we're taking in. And that's a recipe for financial disaster. And this is not going to slow down. Of those $36 trillion, almost $29 trillion is held by the public. And that is a item that you can trade, buy and sell in the marketplace. The rest, $7 trillion or so, that's held by the government. in the Social Security Trust Fund, other pensions, other government accounts, and that is a not traded product or item. Hmm. Here's the dilemma. When you can trade it, that means you can sell it. And if enough people around the world sell the debt, we got a big problem. $36 trillion, what is that? You know, we hear this word trillion, it's almost unfathomable. So I'm going to break it down for simplicity so we can get our head around this. So let's think of a $100 bill. It's the largest U.S. paper money, denomination-wise, in circulation. A bundle of those $100 bills is $10,000. That's about a half inch thick. You can put it in your back pocket. $1 million is 100 stacks of those $10,000 bundles. You can put it in a grocery bag. $100 million stacked very neatly on a standard size pallet. You know what a pallet is?
Yes.
The wood thing that put things on.
Yep.
So think of a pallet, and it's, what, 4 feet by 4 feet and about 3.5 feet, 4 feet, not quite high, waist high or so. That's $100 million. What would $1 billion be? 10 of those pallets. We're not even close to a trillion yet, okay? So let's fast forward. What is $1 trillion? What is 36 trillion? Well, let's take these pallets. Let's go to a football field.
Mm-hmm.
Let's cover the football field all the way from end zone to end zone, sideline to sideline, and go as high as the goalposts. I'm not talking about the bottom where the ball just got to get over the yellow horizontal. I'm talking about the vertical ones that are the tallest. It got to go that high. And you multiply that amount of $100 bills stacked like that times 25 stadiums. That's $36 trillion. That's a lot of money. Now think about trying to pay all those 25 stadiums, football fields stacked up to the goalpost, the height of the goalpost, paying all that off. It's not going to happen.
Mm.
We have to be real about this. The interest payment, can't even pay that, let alone the debt. So this is why we're talking, because something just recently changed here in our national debt, and we're going to get into that. And we're going to see if Trump can come up with some solutions to fix this. I'm going to give him every benefit of the doubt because I'm supporting him. But the odds are stacked against him mathematically. We'll get into that. That does not mean I'm not supporting him. I'm being a realist. I'm always a realist. Mm-hmm. We're going to look at this without the emotion. That does not mean we don't support him. We wholly support him. And I'm excited he's going to be in office, because I believe in many ways he will make massive changes and make America much better and possibly great like it used to be.
Yes.
In the good old days.
Yes.
That's what we want.
That's what we want, of course. Well, you're listening to Finances on Friday with David Fisher from Landmark Capital. I'm going to give a phone number, folks. Write it down. When you call this number, you can pick up some free information. Or if you'd like to, just talk to David or his staff and learn more about gold and silver. We'll get to that in the program. But here's the phone number, 844-604-2575. Write it down, 844-604-2575. They've got a website, landmarkgold.com. As we continue with question number two, David, put into perspective how severely the spending has escalated, and would you talk about hard government spending costs, quote unquote, and the challenge to cut spending?
Well, there's a lot to go over, and we're going to reduce this here significantly. So let's just go over the budget numbers first. We talked about this before. Social Security, Medicare, financing the debt, the interest payment, that's 57% of the budget. When you add defense, which is kind of like a sacred cow, along with Social Security and Medicare, we're at 75% of the budget. Some would call that mandatory spending, although defense is not necessarily mandatory spending, but it's not going to be touched by this president. We're at $6.75 trillion. That's the budget last year, 75%, which means we have 25% left, which would mean what we can slash is equals $1.7 trillion. Well, we're still overspending $2 trillion. So we'd have to slash the non-hard cost 100% and then slash Social Security, Medicare, or defense, because you can't slash the financing of a debt. So we got a big problem math-wise. It's just not going to happen. We are not going to be able to slash the budget enough to get this thing to balance. We have to create more revenue. But let's, before we go there, let's talk about a little bit about what's going on here. For every dollar, about $1 in $5 spent by the government are now used for actually paying the debt, which means it takes off any, that $1, we can't use it for economic growth. So the challenges of creating economic growth with government spending becomes ever more challenging as the debt goes up. And I just mentioned to you how fast this thing's going to go up. Let's put it into perspective here, though. We need people to buy our debt. President Trump, he's going to renew those 2017 tax cuts, which means, because they're going to expire next year, which means less revenue coming in, because that's what taxes do. It creates revenue to the government, which means we have a higher debt burden, which is going to push the debt even higher. Now, the problem is this. Last week, we had a big auction selling treasury bonds called the 20-year treasury bond auction. Normally, it's well attended. Last week, very poor attendance. Not many people wanted to buy it. And this is in the midst of the yields, or think of it as an interest rate. The interest rate has gone up, so it's giving an enticement for foreigners to buy this. They didn't come to the table and want to buy this. It suggests, Bart, investors are reluctant to buy treasuries even as they get paid a higher rate than normal.
Yeah.
This is a problem.
Yep.
Let's go back to how we got to where we're at. $36 trillion. It took only 4 months to go from $35 trillion to $36 trillion. The previous, from $34 to $35 trillion, took 11 months. And $33 to $34 trillion took 17 months. So what's happening here? The trend, it's shrinking. Pretty soon, it'll only take not 4 months to go at a trillion, it'll be 2 months. Then pretty soon it'll be a month. Oof, we'll add $1 trillion a month.
Yep.
That is where we are going.
Mm.
I don't like it, but that's the facts. So to just say President Trump's in office, he will take care of it. Think of the football field. Think how fast this debt is growing out of hockey stick. Put all that together and the world is backing away from buying it. It creates the picture that this is not as going to be as easy as you think. But I know President Trump, he's a business guy and he's up for the task. But we're going to dissect this a little bit more when we come after the break. And we're going to look at this with non-emotion, hardcore facts. And hopefully we'll make America great again with President Trump's leadership at the helm.
All right, David Fisher, Landmark Capital. You're listening to Finances on Friday. It's every Friday at 6:30. I always feel like I'm getting a crash course in economics and government inefficiency. But of course, we're going to be covering the DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, tariffs, and gold and silver when we return to Finances on Friday. Keep it tuned right here, and we'll see you soon.
Gold is in the news. Why? Because the world is going towards gold. And Costco, a major retailer, has now been selling gold since 2023 to citizens in America. They've sold around $200 million a month. Landmark Capital wants to make it even easier for you to buy gold. The same type of gold, a 1 ounce, 24 karat bar that Costco is selling. Landmark Capital is also doing the same, but at a cheaper price than Costco. It's for a limited time only, one per household, no annual fees like Costco, no hidden fees, no gimmicks, no nonsense for immediate delivery. Call me right now at Landmark Capital and take advantage of this.
You heard David. Give Landmark Capital a call right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or just go to landmarkgold.com.
Have you heard that the government can seize your hard-earned money?
We're talking about your 401k, your IRA, your money in the bank. Fox News has a report on it, but Landmark Capital has a white paper on it called The Coming Bail-In. Call Landmark Capital today to receive your free copy. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. We return to Finances on Friday with Landmark Capital's David Fisher and your host, Bart DeSilva.
All right. Welcome back. Finances on Friday is where you're at. It is a 30-minute program every Friday at 6:30. And don't forget the replay tomorrow. You can listen to Finances on Friday on KHNR AM and FM at 10 o'clock Hawaii time. As we return with David Fisher from Landmark Capital. David, before we get into question number three, that phone number, I want folks to write it down. Remember this phone number. Get some free information on BRICS, the new financial system that could dethrone the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency, and the coming bail-in. Some very, very compelling information. And it's absolutely free by calling 844-604-2575. All right, David, question number three. Between tariffs and the Department of Government Efficiency, do you think that there will ever be a balanced budget?
I think we can have a balanced budget. But everything's, you know, Einstein said for every action, there's an equal and opposite greater reaction. And I think it's going to be something like that. We could go through a lot of financial fire challenges. By fixing the budget, it will cause other problems. In other words, when you lower taxes, it raises budget deficit. So it might be good, and we all want to pay less taxes. And that will help Americans feel a lot better because we've had so much inflation here this last 4 years.
Yep.
Lowering taxes will help the pocketbook, but it doesn't of the consumer, but it does not help the pocketbook of the country. So there's a cause and effect. So it's not let's just do this and that will fix everything. It's everything is intertwined, the system. And the system is designed to overspend. So President Trump's going to have to undo a lot of things, as they say, clean, drain the swamp. That's yep. going to be a big part of this.
Yep.
But let's go back to DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. It was an idea that was created by President Trump. Elon Musk is going to be a part of that. Vivek is going to be a part of that. We talked about this last week. They said, you know, there's financial calamity coming. They talked about slashing 75% of the workforce at the government level. It's just all those things are great ideas, but you have to be practical. And how will that, and what would happen if we slash 75% of the workforce of the government? I mean, just think of, you thought the mail system was bad. Now, can you imagine what it'd be like then?
Yeah.
And that's just one thing. I mean, parks, you know, in Hawaii would be affected because those are national monuments.
Yeah.
You know, that would affect Pearl Harbor, affect tourism. It has this rippling effect. So just don't think, oh, it's no big deal. Let's just slash the budget, because there's mass amount of repercussions from that. I'm not saying we shouldn't slash a lot of it. We should. And you know, the good thing about DOGE is they're bringing to light the insanity of the massive overspending. Here's a couple facts for you.
Okay.
$15 billion a year is what the government spends on office buildings, energy costs, not to mention hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, of office furnishings.
Yeah.
Despite that massive overhead, the government is currently, right now, as we speak, sitting on over 7,000 vacant office buildings.
Wow.
This is, you know, keep in mind, this is we're a couple years past the pandemic,
yep.
but they're still allowed to work from home. So there's a lot of management issues that need to be dealt with. That's in the government level. $516 billion Congress has previously authorized to spend, and those spending have expired under federal law, but they still are spending. And some of that, $320 billion of the $516 billion, the programs expired over a decade ago, and we're still spending money on it.
Wow.
It's insanity. I could go through the list. It is like insane, building an IHOP in Washington, D.C. for $500,000. $1.7 million for holograms of dead comedians. You know, doing Super Bowl ads, $2.5 million. Like you just, $100,000 to study if tequila or gin makes sunfish more aggressive.
I've heard that one, yes. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it just goes on and on.
Ridiculous.
So we have much wasteful spending. But keep in mind what I said. Mm-hmm. That's the 25% budget. And if we slashed all those ridiculous, and we should slash, I'd say 90% of them, if not all of them, it still wouldn't be enough.
Wow.
Trump is going to, he said on Monday of this week that he's going to start putting tariffs on the day that he gets in office. He said 10% on all Chinese goods are coming in the United States are going to get a tariff on them. He said this on Monday. When he campaigned, though, he said 60% tariffs, maybe as much as 100% tariffs on Chinese goods. So he's dialing back from that. But let's take a look at what he wants to do with Mexico and Canada.
Yeah.
He's saying the day he gets in office, many executive orders on January 20th are going to impose 25% tariffs on all products coming from Mexico and Canada. Mm-hmm. So what do we get from Mexico? Cars. Don't hold me to the exact number. I think it's 31% of U.S. manufactured cars. Mm-hmm. Are made in Mexico.
Yeah. Wow.
And 20%, I believe the number, or 14% is the number, U.S. cars are manufactured in Canada. Tells us we got to wage the United Auto Workers, even though they support their people who work at automobile companies. Their wages are probably higher than lower wages in Canada and Mexico. Otherwise, they wouldn't be building them there. So the cost of goods and services are probably cheaper there. Petroleum is exported from Mexico to the United States. We could be energy independent.
Yep.
We haven't been, but that would fix that.
Yep.
Electrical equipment, $30 billion every year comes from Mexico. Insulation, insulated wires, switches, electric motor parts, things like that. Food, fresh vegetables, tomatoes, bell peppers, chilies. I can go on through the list.
Wow.
A lot of food comes from Mexico.
Huh.
So agriculture is big. You would think that was not the case, but that is the case.
Yeah. Wow.
Again, the labor costs in Mexico to produce food is so much lower than the labor costs in the United States. So, you know, this whole idea of let's not bring it in. If we shut that down, you thought the price of food was expensive the last 4 years, it's going to be even higher. Again, the cause and effect. I'm not saying don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying we're having discussion about this. It's not as simple as you think it is.
Yeah.
And other products like medical instruments, beer, plastic items, gems, precious metals, machinery, transportation equipment, steel and chemicals, those all coming in from Mexico. Canada, some of the similar things. They're doing car parts, petroleum, gas, medications also. They do aircraft and spacecraft. And in 2023, Canada exported $21 billion worth of commodities specifically that we don't have in the United States. So I guess we need it, but, you know, there's a trade deficit there. So just shutting it all down or putting a tariff on it does not necessarily fix that. So we're going to have massive uncertainty moving ahead. I know you're going to ask me the question, what about gold and silver in this environment? Gold and silver does really well when it's uncertain. And, you know, there's going to be all kinds of hiccups and bumps and bruises and oops, we got in a fender bender type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
But think of it as a Super Bowl. We saw the first Super Bowl game. President Trump was at the helm before. We didn't know anything about the first quarter, the first year, the second quarter, the second year. We got to halftime and we kind of, okay, here's what it's really all about. But we got 4 years. And yes, he won the game, but he still increased the national debt by $8.3 trillion. Tariffs didn't bring much revenue to the country at all. And tax slashed tax rates got slashed and it benefited Americans, which is great. But we're in a different environment now, 4 years. This next 4 years is completely different than the previous 4 years because it's $36 trillion, not $17 trillion. It's $2 trillion budget deficit, not $400 billion. Mm-hmm. It's $1 trillion in interest payments, not $200 billion. It's the world not wanting our dollar before the world wanted our dollar. It's a totally different environment. And this environment says gold and silver is going to go much higher. President Trump was great for gold and silver the first time around. But now I think it's going to be on steroids because of the things I just mentioned. Uh-huh. That's what causes the world to buy gold and silver. I think we're going to see a huge run in the gold and silver market. Stocks are going to do fairly well. We could have a crash, though, because we could have this massive uncertainty, could get full-blown uncertain. The world doesn't want to hold our debt. That's when you're really going to want to have gold and silver. And who knows, leaving on this note, if President Trump backs the currency to make America great again, that would make him the greatest president in history. He's a pro-gold guy. I talked about this last week. I'm going to write a white paper on this coming out in January. Mm-hmm. So look for that. But get my white papers right now in the meantime and learn about gold and silver and diversify. Help yourself be great by owning some gold and silver.
All right, folks, the phone number to get that free information, 844-604-2575, or just simply go to landmarkgold.com. And once again, David, happy belated Thanksgiving to you and your family, your Ohana, and we look forward to speaking with you a week from tonight. As far as this program, though, you can catch the replay Saturdays at 10 o'clock in the morning. Wishing you all the very best this holiday season and looking forward to next Friday's Finances on Friday. KHNR AM and FM, The Answer. Aloha, David.
Aloha.
You've been listening to Finances on Friday, a weekly informative financial forum brought to you by Landmark Capital. Join us next Friday at the same time for another 30 minutes of insightful and important information regarding you and your finances right here on KHNR AM 690 at 94.3, The Answer.